Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim Hilchos Shabbos, and we're learning Klavav, the Siman Chaf Aleph, where the Chayadim continuing the halachas of Kiddush B'Makom Suda. And he says, "Sorek lechol b'makom suda la'alter, or she yadai to halachol la'alter kan." Person has to eat the Kiddush B'Makom Suda. There should not be a time lapse between the Kiddush and the Suda. Number one, and he says that even if there was a time lapse, but if you planned to eat it right away, then something caused it you weren't able to, that's still valid. So the person made Kiddush, planning to eat right away. And then something came up that prevented him from doing that right away. As long as he did not leave the place, so he's going to be Yotze. So if he left the place, it's going to be a problem. So let's say a person makes Kiddush and then a neighbor knocks on the door, they need something. So he picks the item up and goes outside with the neighbor. So that's a problem. He left his mock. See, he made Kiddush, he didn't eat yet. The same scenario, person makes Kiddush and before they wash, before they eat, there's a knock on the door, he answers the door, the fellow comes in, he goes downstairs and finds the item for him, and it ends up taking a little bit longer than really intended. But since the plan was to wash immediately, and he has not left that place, so that's considered Kiddush B'Makom Suda. Now the Chayyarim's lashon is, Hu Tzarich Lishos Eiz HaZman, he needed to wait for a little bit. It sounds like even in this scenario where he planned to eat right away, he did not leave the place. If he waited a very long time, it's still a problem. It's only if it was it wasn't a significant amount of time. It was some time, not clear exactly how much some time is. So then it's okay. Let's say he made Kiddush and he did not plan to eat right away. And began hipsik, and he did not eat right away. Even though he did not leave, and he ended up eating in the same place where he made Kiddush. So that's Kiddush b'makom suda. But he planned to have a time lapse, and he had a time lapse. So he'd have to do Kiddush again. Mishmur points out, let's say the reason why there was a time lapse in between, because he needed to take care of some other things for the meal. So it's Tzarchei Suda, so that would not be a problem, at least b'di'evid. But a case where the person just planned to take a break in between, so he's not going to be Yotze, and he has to make Kiddush again. Let's say he says interesting then, let's say the person plan was to make Kiddush and eat right away, but in a different place, a different house, which he said is not acceptable. So he had that intent. And then he ended up not leaving. So he made Kiddush in house A, planning to go to house B. And he says, you know what, let's stay here already. And he stays in house A. So he's Yotze. So even though he had intent, the intent which never came to reality, it's not a problem. But before he said a case where there's intent to have a time lapse, and there is a time lapse, it's a problem, because was a time lapse. It came to reality. In a case where he planned to eat later, and then he changed his mind and decided to eat right away, it would also be acceptable. He makes Kiddush in place A, planning to eat in place A, but he wants to take a 15-20-minute break between Kiddush and washing. And he says, you know what, that's wrong. And he rushes right away. So he made Kiddush, he had intent to eat later. And then he ended up eating right away. So Pasha is according to Chayyarim, that also would be Yotze B'di'evit. You see from the Chayyarim the importance of not having a time lapse in between the Kiddush and Makom and the Suda. We already mentioned this idea before. There should not be a time lapse between the Kiddush and the Suda. Now, the definition of Suda over here, Chayyarim is going to say in the next halacha, mezonos or yayin would be sufficient. So a person makes Kiddush and does not plan to eat the meal right away, but he eats the mezonos right away, or he drinks some grape juice or wine right away, so that's acceptable. But he eats nothing and drinks nothing and just has the Kiddush, and that's all he has. and he doesn't drink another revius of wine to be yotze kiddush makom suda, and he says, I'll have the meal 15 minutes from now. So that would be a problem. It's not kiddush b'shas suda. Have a good day.